Yo, this your boy Johnny Sins. This is the Early Burst Podcast.
Yo, bienvenidos. It's your boy, OVO Alf.
What's happening? It's your boy Schemer. That's it for now.
You know, you're like a fucking bitch that like teases you all day and then doesn't give you the pussy, bro. Like, why don't you finish it? Why? Why are you gonna say Schemer and then do like a weird ass pause and then not say anything after?
He's a tease, bro.
You're a fuck. You give me blue balls and shit, bro.
No, Diddy.
What we do. I got fucking called out for saying shout out Diddy last time, but
shout out Diddy.
Ass fucked. Why? What'd they tell you?
They said we heard you saying shout out Diddy, and they're gonna fucking expose me. But it's okay because we're uncancelable.
Let me find out you went to a Diddy party, dog.
No, never been, bro.
Not even with your boy James
LeBron. Who the fuck is James?
LeBron James.
Oh, LeBron. LeBron! No.
James, that weird ass kid we went to high school with?
Ain't nobody call him James, though. You call him LeBron or fucking Pookie Bear?
Pookie Bear?
Hey, yo.
Oh, shit.
Who the fuck calls him Pookie Bear?
Oh,
you?
Just me? My bad.
Pookie Bear.
Hold on. I have a fucking crazy take right now.
What is it?
What is it?
I feel like the Grammys should have a fucking category for LeBron songs. Is that a crazy take?
What the fuck are you talking about?
You guys haven't heard the LeBron edits?
Nah,
like any LeBron song.
No, he's a rapper.
No, motherfucker, not like rapper. Not he's not the rapper. People are making songs about LeBron.
Oh, when they name drop LeBron?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Nah. Huh?
You know, you've heard him, right?
I know Drake's song.
What song?
Forever?
Nah, fool. Like, nah. You guys, oh my God. Maybe I'm on the internet too fucking long, bro. You guys haven't heard one single LeBron edit. Like, they take like popular songs and then they remix it for LeBron. Oh my God!
Hungry much or what?
Pizza
didn't satisfy.
I'm about starving.
Hey, yo! Fun fact. You guys want to know a fun fact right now?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Better be fun.
It is fun. I can't fucking burp, bro. I don't know how to burp. I've never been able to. So instead of a burp, that comes out.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
When you drink soda?
Yeah, you don't drink soda, like. You get that, like...
Yeah, I drink soda, and I can't burp. So I get fucking bloated.
The fuck's wrong with you?
I don't know. I just can't fucking burp. Sorry for living, dog.
Hey, I'm sorry for you, because fuck, that'd be hell, bro.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, I'm sorry for myself, too, bro.
So like, your shit doesn't, like, cook? And then, like, you're like, burp?
Let them cook.
No, motherfucker, I just can't burp. Like, I think the muscle that's, like... involved in making you burp.
It's just not
that.
It
just doesn't fucking work. I don't know.
Too weak?
Malfunctioning?
I don't know. I think what I saw is it doesn't relax, right? The muscle doesn't relax. And relaxing it is what allows you to fucking push that burp out.
You stressed, my boy?
No, fucker.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. That must suck like a motherfucker.
No, it sucks for
like,
sure.
Like, I don't know about y'all, but especially like when I'm like full. Pause. When I'm like full and bloated and shit, a nice, good, hard burp like clears my fucking stomach. I don't know if you guys do that.
I know what you're talking about.
But to be honest, yeah, like a nice, like clean burp.
Makes you still want to eat a little bit more, huh?
Maybe not want to eat, but, you know, it doesn't make you feel like, oh, fuck, like, this food's all the way up here and shit. Damn.
Yeah, I can't burp.
Hey, I almost feel bad for you. I'm not even going to hold you.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
Like, with all your other shit, I think this is the worst one, bro.
This is the worst one.
I ain't even gonna lie to you. Yeah.
Fun fact, though, you know what other celebrity can't burp?
LeBron.
J. Cole. The fucking GOAT.
How do you know that?
Because I listened to one of his podcasts and he was talking about it. And I'm like, holy shit, I can't burp either.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Damn. Bro, that really fucking sucks.
Yeah, no, I ain't even gonna lie to you.
No fucking wonder you always say you're bloated.
Yeah, bro. I can't.
You know what? Have you always had this?
Yep.
You know what? That's probably why the fucking monster mashups always hurt your stomach.
You remember that?
Yeah.
So that goes way fucking back, bro.
What's the monster mashup?
It was a drink at Fizz. Is that a local joint? I don't know.
I think so. Because isn't it supposed to attract like the Mormons?
I have no fucking clue. Well, Fizz is a joint where they fucking mix sodas and monsters with flavors. And it's like Starbucks, but just sodas and shit.
You still fuck with Fizz?
It depends what I'm eating, but yeah. Anyways, I used to get this monster mashup.
We're going to come back to that.
I used to get this monster mashup, and every time I drank it, I used to drink it on lunch during school. I used to get like a 32 ounce. That shit would fuck me up, bro. Like, I would have intense stomach pain.
Dude, I swear to God, every fucking time we went to Fizz, and this nigga would always get this shit, this nigga, like, 30 minutes later, fuck, bro. My fucking stomach, fuck, bro. And you know, my ass always thought, like, damn, this nigga must not be able to handle energy drinks or some shit. But low key, not burping with that, I can clearly understand that shit. How the fuck do you not burp with an energy drink?
No.
Huh? Would you eat beforehand, like drinking any other shit?
It depends on the day. Sometimes we had a little Caesar's pizza, sometimes we just had a Fizz drink.
Well, because, like for me, when it comes down to like fucking drinking like carbonated drinks. If I drink shit like that, like soda, that shit fucking gives me bad stomach cramps. So I don't know. I don't know if that was your case.
No, because that shit happened every time.
No, I think it's because he can't fucking burp. Because I don't know about y'all, but when I drink energy drinks, that's a guaranteed I need a burp.
Yeah.
Maybe the only one, but I still think I do, is Red Bull. But I still think I burp. But, like, drinking a fucking
Coke makes me fucking burp.
Dude, a crisp Coke, Sprite, fucking Rockstar, Monster.
Man.
I got to burp with all them motherfuckers. Bro, holy fucking shit. It makes so much sense.
Yeah, bro. So, that's the
holy fun shit.
Fun fucking fact of the week right there,
that
bro.
That is fucking crazy. Like, that makes so much fucking sense. I swear to God, this nigga always... Dude, we would go to Fizz so fucking much, bro. We were regulars up in that joint.
It's one of those things where it's like, once you find out why, it's mind-blowing.
Dude, it's mind-blowing because I fucking... I swear to God, I remember all these fucking times that I would see you drink this shit. And I'm like, bro, this nigga's getting a fucking complaint about this shit. like an hour later. And what happens? Fuck, bro.
Yeah, bro. I watched this YouTube video about the... It's like a whole ass condition, bro. I watched a YouTube video about it. Bro, I ain't never felt so fucking connected to a community. All the comments were like, oh my God, people understand me. And I'm like, holy shit, bro. Like, y'all my people, for real.
Dude, hearing this shit makes me being blind. Not that bad.
I'm blind as fuck. I can't burp and I'm blind, bro. Like,
I guess being blind isn't that bad.
Never burped in your life.
I can't imagine that.
I have burped. It's rare. It's rare, but I have. I can't voluntarily burp, though.
But it's just like, you got to think of it like this, though. Imagine drinking something and just not being able to burp. Imagine drinking a brew and not being able to burp.
My boy.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
I feel sorry for you.
That's terrible.
And I think, low-key, bro, like, now that I'm looking back at it, low-key, when we were, like, you know, late high school, fresh out of high school, when we used to drink beer and shit, I think that's why I would throw up, bro, with beer.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I can see it.
Oh, because I can't fucking burp. And the gas wants to come out. You know when you drink a beer, that's...
That's why I'm telling you. He couldn't burp for shit. So all that fucking gas is literally just there. And I guarantee you he feels that shit.
Oh, yeah.
So... Yeah, is it like... So you feel it like in your chest kind of shit or no?
Shit, I feel it all the way from my fucking esophagus to my stomach, bro.
Hey, that fucking blows.
That shit's fucking trapped, bro.
I'm not even gonna hold you, bro. That blows.
Is this why you stopped drinking beer?
Dude, if I couldn't burp, I'd stop drinking fizz to all together.
Damn.
I could not. Nigga, it's just I could not imagine drinking that shit and not burping. Bro, that Coke that I killed outside right now, imagine how am I gonna drink that and just not burp? Fuck no.
Fuck no. Yeah, I heard they could fix that shit with Botox.
Oh, I would. I would definitely Botox, do that shit.
What the fuck did it do?
What do you mean?
Like how does it fix it? Like,
I don't know. Like, they inject the fucking...
Relaxes your muscle?
It relaxes the muscle that's, you know, that controls your burp, pretty much. I don't know what it's called, but...
Would you do it?
I don't know, bro.
I'd hella do that shit ASAP, bro.
It depends.
Why not?
I mean, fucking the risk to reward ratio type shit. Like, if it's
too,
like...
Too much risk?
If it's too much risk, I'll fucking live like this the rest of my life. I don't give a fuck. But if it's like, oh yeah, like, you know, 99% of people fucking are good, alright, fuck it. Also depends on how much it is.
I was gonna say, that's my only factor.
Hey, you don't give a fuck if you die. They're like, yeah, bro, this is actually a 50% survival 1%? Rate.
Look, it's just my nigga. Is I'm really thinking about it right now, and I could not imagine. I could not imagine living and not burping, especially all the fucking. You know me, I'm a soda fiend. So all the fucking soda that I consume, and I don't burp. Fuck that.
Facts.
That's terrible. Damn. We're gonna make a GoFundMe for my boy. Get my boy burping again.
Shout out, y'all. Start that GoFundMe.
Shit, I'll start it right now.
Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Holy fuck. That's terrible.
How much? Actually, you know what? As a matter of fact, find out how much and I'll get this GoFundMe.
You want me to find out? Hold on.
Yeah, find out and I'll get this GoFundMe right now.
Y'all keep cooking and I'm going to look this shit up.
That shit probably easy.
For a GoFundMe? Look, how much do they take? Is it 10? 20%?
What?
Because I know they take a certain amount.
The GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not fucking know that.
It's like the Apple Pay, like the taxes kind of shit.
I did not know that. Oh, mm-hmm. No way. Mm-hmm.
So if you get like, let's say you get $500, you might get like $470.
So if your ass raises like $10,000,
they'll take a couple K.
Oh, like that's 1,000, fucked. That's 1,000, yeah. Fucked.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much.
Oh hell no.
Oh hell no. I don't know exactly how much it takes.
Welcome back to the segment of oh hell no. When we find out life events that make you say oh hell no.
So okay, so never mind. So they take 2.9% plus a 30-cent transaction fee.
2.9?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's still like.
So like for example, if you got $100, you'll get 96.
This is fucking low-key kind of crazy.
Why? How much is it?
Well, let me read you the fucking AI overview. So the cost of treatment for no burp syndrome, also known as retrograde circopharyngeal dysfunction.
Holy fuck.
Very significantly, depending on location and specific treatment method, While some clinics charge around $4,000, others can charge upwards of $25,000. Botox injections, a common treatment, can range from $1,000 to $3,000 per session. While surgical options like myotomy, I don't know what the fuck that is, can cost $10,000 to $30,000 or more.
God damn. All right, my boy, which one do you want to do?
Low-key, I was guessing it was going to be $10,000. $20,000, though? God damn.
See, Botox injections are highly effective in treating RCPD with a high success rate of 80 to 90% or even higher.
Oh!
And you deal with heartburn, too, huh? God damn.
Yeah.
But look, low-key, heartburn, you can treat that.
Wouldn't know.
TBH, I think heartburn is...
Matter of fact, I think you're the odd one out here. I think heartburn is normal eating the shit that we eat, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you hear that? You hear that? Hold on. You want me to run down the fucking symptoms you get?
Holy fuck, dude.
Look.
Like, I can only imagine what this motherfucker's feeling right now. It's hurting my ass.
You want to know the symptoms?
No, Diddy.
No, Diddy. Like, no Diddy, but damn.
Look, all this shit checks out, bro. And this is self-diagnosed because I haven't gone through
it. Yes.
Oh, okay. This is self-diagnosed. I mean, aren't you Dr. John?
I'm Dr. Exactly. I'm Dr. John. I don't know if this is what I have, but all this shit checks out. So, inability to burp, right? Abdominal bloating and discomfort checks out.
Nope.
Gurgling noises from the chest and neck, which is what you're hearing right now. Excessive flatulence, which I fucking fart 24/7. I can fart on command, bro. I can fart right now.
But you can't.
Oh my god, that's what that means.
What, flatulence?
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, he does. He might actually have this.
Hey, and peep this one. This is the last one. Social anxiety or avoidance due to embarrassment. I'm just fucking with you. No, but yeah, that all those first three symptoms, like four first symptoms for real, like they check out, bro.
Holy shit, he actually might have this.
I'm like, holy shit, bro. All this shit checks out. So,
okay, Dr. John. Damn.
Yeah. Holy fuck, that's terrible. Nah, bro, his shit going in. Like, I know y'all ain't fucking hearing this shit, but his shit going in right now.
I wonder if you could hear. I'm gonna listen to the recording.
just put your stomach to the mic, bro.
It's not my stomach though. It's like right here, like the esophagus.
Just put it up closer, then fuck it. They can hear it.
Damn,
that's crazy.
That's fucking crazy. That sucks.
Yeah.
Man, nigga.
But like, yeah, sometimes
I almost feel bad for your ass.
Sometimes a burp will come out, but it's never like voluntary. Like that shit will just come out.
Once in a blue moon type beat.
So you don't get those good burps in? Like you can't get one good burp?
No, nigga, I can't. I don't know how.
Fuck, man.
I don't know how. No, that's what I'm telling you, nigga. Can you imagine fucking living like that? Fuck no.
Okay, yeah, because there are times where you just get that burp and
you feel good.
You feel better.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, personally, bro, it's like, especially it's when, it's like when we, after I go out to eat, put it this way, when we went to fucking Tucano's and shit.
Yeah.
After we got out, I hit a good ass burp.
Oh,
and it fucking cleared my, like, I felt fucking bloated. I'm like, fuck, dude, I feel miserable. But then as soon as I got that clean ass, like, hard burp, it's like, ooh, where's the dessert?
It's going crazy right now, bro.
Bro, that nigga knows it's talking about, we talking shit, bro.
He said, what the fuck you say?
Damn.
Yo.
That fucking sucks.
Man, I didn't even know.
I'm sorry for you, Johnny.
I didn't even know we were going to be talking about this shit, bro. But apparently it's one of the topics today.
Bro, I never knew you had that.
Yeah.
When'd you find out about this?
When
did you diagnose yourself?
Last year, bro. Last year. last year, and it was an accident, bro. Cause
watching Dr. Phil?
No. No, I was on fucking YouTube, bro.
Those YouTube suggestions go crazy.
I was on YouTube, and I... You know, call me a nerd, whatever the fuck you want. I like to watch those, I don't know if you guys ever seen those TED Ed videos.
Cool.
They're like TED Ed. It's like TED Talks, but like they're like educational videos, right?
Who? Nah, I had no clue.
Well, there was one of them.
Educate us.
They're just like educational videos. Like, why do we fucking sweat? Shit like that.
Because it's hot as fuck, shit.
Yeah, it's
so, your body's way of trying to keep cool, huh?
Yeah. Okay, Eric, I see you.
Puros doctores aquí. Perdón.
And then one of them came up, and then it wasn't even about like not being able to burp. It was just about burping and shit. And I went down to the comments, and this comment was like, "Oh yeah, I have this condition where I can't burp, and it fucking sucks." And I'm like, "Oh shit!" And then there was
let
like,
"Let me keep reading."
Yeah, so I saw the thread, and then there's like people, and they're like, "Oh yeah, fucking me too."
He clicked on the view comments.
Yeah.
And hey, then bro, some of them be fire, bro.
And then so one of them name dropped like the fucking thing. So I was like, oh, okay, let's look this shit up. And I fucking looked it up and I did some research. And I'm like, holy shit, I have this.
All right, look, let me ask you this. How many comments of those were you reading? Like how long? Cool, 5 minutes? So once you found out about this, was it like,
hey. My boy, you know how it says the fucking showing most relevant? He picked all comments.
Yeah. Well, it's on fucking YouTube, so it doesn't really... It just shows the thread in order.
Oh.
And then I just skip the ones that are like, you know, spam or... People just being
so mad. So then you start doing like a week of... investigating or what?
Nah, not a week. More like a day.
A day, huh? Yeah. A day of research. I fuck with it.
Well, yeah. Damn. Shouts out to YouTube, man.
Damn.
Shout out to YouTube.
Man. Hey, YouTube the GOAT, though.
YouTube is certified GOATed, bro.
YouTube it. If you can't YouTube it, Google it. If you can't Google it, YouTube it. If you can't do both, well, then you're fucked.
Facts.
Shout out to the person making those jello shots we watched.
You see, bro? Like, there's so much shit you learn on YouTube, bro.
Holy shit.
Damn.
Good old YouTube.
Damn. I'm sorry, John.
It's okay, guys.
I'm sorry, bro.
Pray for me.
I actually feel bad for him.
Thank you, man.
This is the first thing that he's ever told me that, like, oh, I feel bad for this nigga.
I kind of want to
look like, at even algorithm. When my nigga told me he had that planner
fasciitis.
Yeah. You know, that one sounded like it sucked, but it was, you know, he could go on with life.
What's that one?
It's you have a fucking a thick-ass band on the bottom of your foot that goes from your heel to your big toe. It's called a plantar fascia. It gets inflamed. And then it fucking hurts like a bitch. Especially in the morning.
Dude, do you get this from like playing ball or what?
Yeah, it's just an overuse injury.
Damn. RIP to my boy Johnny.
RIP to my boy that can't burn, bro. Fuck that.
But yeah, my plantar fascia good now.
It's good?
Yeah. Yeah, we
good. Nah, bro, look. Yeah, I bet it fucking hurts. But at the end of the day, bro, you know, I think you could get through that.
Nah, that shit sucks, bro.
The burping shit? Fuck no, bro.
They both suck.
Game, end game right there. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, he has something to say.
No, I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to think of my... Damn. Oh, like, my life, if I couldn't burp, fuck.
This is what I'm saying. Like, put it this way. You need to realize how many times you probably burp a day.
Oh, I burp quite
a bit. That's what I'm saying. I know you burp at least more than 5 times a day.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. My nigga get it. All my nigga can do is have gurgles all day. That is crazy.
Yeah.
So like, but like if you eat or some shit, that won't help?
This shit'll make it worse.
For real?
Oh, eating?
Damn. Actually, yeah.
Damn. I already feel like I'm choking up.
Hey, yo.
Hey, no, Diddy.
No fucking Diddy.
No,
Diddy. No fucking Diddy, bro.
So, Diddy parties.
That's crazy.
Getting choked.
And see, hey, yo. See, this time it was not me with that gay shit. Miss me with that gay shit. Shout out my gay community, though. Type shit. I'm just not one of them. Let's be fucking real, bro. Shout outs to the gay community, bro. I'm just not one of them. That's a mere fucking fact, bro.
Do you watch dick videos with them?
No. Enough with the fucking dick videos.
Oh, Johnny. I really do want to see your algorithm in YouTube.
Yeah, no, look, once we're done, I can guarantee we can go to my room.
I know I'm going to see videos of Sean T.
Who the fuck is Sean T?
Not a fucking Sean T.
Insanity Sean T?
Who's Sean T?
Isn't he the one from fucking P90X?
Or what's love? Sean T.
Sean T.
P90X, that is Sean T.
Yeah. Oh, Sean T's a P90X, yeah?
That is Sean T.
Nah, he's not going to be on there.
No?
No.
No workout videos in there?
No, there's workout videos in there, but they're actually good workout video, like it's informational type shit.
Not my nigga that you made me unfollow.
Who?
What's his fucking name, bro? The nigga that he told me that wasn't Natty.
Joey Swole?
And I unfollowed him, bro.
Joey Swole?
Yeah, Joey Swole's, bro.
Okay, just because he's not Natty.
I fucking unfollowed him.
Why would you unfollow him for being not Natty?
Bro, I thought he was Natty.
So that doesn't make him a bad person?
Yeah, but he got fake muscles.
He does not have fake muscles. He's still out of work for him. Matter of fact, let's talk about it. On to the next topic. Steroids.
Liver King. He's not Natty.
Steroids. Here, there's a controversy, right? Mm-hmm. Anabolic steroids. Some people say it's bad. Some people say fuck it.
Are you on steroids?
I'm not on steroids. Why would I be on steroids?
Would you be on steroids?
No.
Steroids are bad?
I mean,
do you want to look like a nigga that's on steroids?
The outcome?
You want to be that nigga?
The reward is not worth the risk. In my opinion. Ooh. Especially because I don't have the genetics to even be like a bodybuilder. So even if I was on steroids, I'd probably look natty.
Well, what if you're the start of those genetics?
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, what if
I'm
you
saying,
become, what if you start becoming that dude to get those muscles like that?
No, I just know, like, given my bone structure, I do not have the genetics to be a big ass dude. That's just the fucking truth.
Damn.
Would you want to be one? If you could, if necessarily, like, let's say you do have the genetics, would you do it?
Would I be on steroids?
Well, not that, but like, build yourself like those fucking
homos. Yeah. But it depends how big.
You want to look like Joyce Walls?
I like
John Cena.
Okay, yeah, John Cena. A lot of people don't like the classic physique look, but I like the classic, like Chris Bumstead. You know who Chris Bumstead is? C-Bum?
I can Google him right now, though.
Look him up. Look him up. Hey, listeners, look him up.
Well, what's his name?
Look up C-Bum. Chris Bumstead. He's Canadian.
Hold up. Bumstead.
Yeah. See, that's big. And all I'm saying is if you're that big, you're probably not going to get the bitches you want. That's too big. Yeah.
Damn, having all that muscle and fucking...
See, but I think his physique is fire. Now, when we're talking about too big, we're talking about like, I don't know, Ronnie Coleman. Look up Ronnie Coleman.
God damn, you want to be rock big?
Yeah, see, that's big, but it's not like humongous to the point where it's like, you know?
Yeah.
But you want to be huge?
Yeah, I want to be huge. I would want to be huge. I would want to be that huge.
So but you want to be like Moto Moto?
I don't want to be that huge, but like Ronnie Coleman is too huge. Did you get a picture of Ronnie?
Mm-hmm. God, there's so many
fucking... Yeah, see, that's too big, bro.
What is he, like fucking 2%? No, not even 2% body fat. He's like 0.5, wouldn't he?
Huh?
How much body fat do you think he has?
I mean, on stage, it's below 5.
What, like 1%?
No, like around 5, like 3 to 5.
God damn.
Now this homie Alfie looking up Joey Swole right now, bro. Okay, so you're telling me that you followed Joey Swole, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I told you he was not natty, and that made you unfollow him?
Bro, I shit you not, bro. I used to, God, sorry, damn. God damn. We're gonna have a counter, bro. He's on like 6 right now.
Take a shot every time I gurgle.
Nah. I used to follow Joey Swole because I'm like, damn, this nigga buff as fuck. You know, and he was cool. He used to make, yeah, I'm pretty sure he still does.
What, the Do Better videos?
Yeah, he used to make like little reels that I used to watch, right? And he would do like workout shit. And I'm like, oh shit, this nigga looks fire, bro. Then this nigga, yo, bro, Joey Swole's isn't a natty, bro.
He's not.
Fuck it. Went to Instagram real fucking quick, nigga. Unfollow. Are you sure you want to unfollow? Yes.
Wait, okay, why though? That's my question. Why did that make you unfollow Joey Swole?
Because he's not natty.
Well, so what?
He's not natty. Bro, when Liver King got exposed that he wasn't natty, he lost hella followers.
Okay, but there's a difference. There's a big difference.
What's the difference?
There's a huge...
Liver King doesn't have as cool of a name as Joey Swole's.
The difference is Liver King was claiming to be natty and saying he got his physique by doing the whatever diet he did.
Eating livers?
Primal. Yeah. Like living primal. He claimed he got his body like that. Joey Swole never went out and said, hey, I'm natty and I got my body by doing this. No, he didn't lie about it.
Damn. Is The Rock natty?
No, I guarantee you he's not.
I don't know, but like, no diddy, but that's a huge change. From him as a wrestler to him as an actor, that homie got, damn, you huge. Like, he got moto moto big.
He's not natty, bro. Yeah. Matter of fact, a lot of people that you probably have not thought done steroids are probably on steroids.
Nah.
Guaranteed. Zac Efron, steroids.
Nah.
Easy.
My boy? My boy Zach?
Yeah.
17
what's
again?
What's that movie that he was on that he was super huge?
Fucking
High School Musical.
Is it Baywatch?
No.
Nah, fool. Fool was definitely natty.
He was natty at the time.
He was definitely natty at that time.
What's that? Yeah, Baywatch.
Is it? Was he on? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Not natty.
No, okay. Look, in Baywatch, he didn't look natty in that one.
He wasn't.
I believe that one.
Yeah. Take another shot.
One. Okay.
You're still not answering my question, though, bro.
What?
Why do you hate not natties? Why do you hate people that are doing steroids?
Because they're not natty.
Because, bro, they're not natty, bro.
You're not explaining it to me. You're just saying you hate them because they're not natty.
Yeah, well, it's just like...
That's like saying you hate a gay person because they're gay.
Nah,
like,
nigga.
Nah, there's got to be a motive behind
nigga.
It.
Don't put words in my mouth, bro. Nigga.
I'm not putting words in your mouth.
You trying to make me sound like the biggest fucking villain, bro.
No.
I'm a villain, but for other reasons.
No, but like, I'm not saying you are anti-gay. I'm just saying, I'm giving you an example of what it sounds like.
Look, bro, it's
you
just,
can't hate not natty just because, I mean, you can't hate, yeah, not natties because they're just not natty.
No, I get it, but it's just like, you know, like, it's like, fuck, what is it? It's like saying you're going to play a fucking video game and you're gonna put that shit on easy.
It's not easy.
Instead of playing that shit on normal.
No,
it's like, not. And I get.
No. That's a terrible analogy, and let me tell you why. Let me tell you why it's a terrible analogy.
Are you gonna tell me why?
Yes, I am. I'm telling you, a better analogy is like, let's say a gamer, right? Like you said, somebody playing a video game is just got their basic remote, basic console, and they're playing, right? Then you got the tryhard with all of the enhancements. They got a PC. They got the best of the best equipment. That would be a better comparison. It's still not easy, but they got things that make it easier for them.
Put it this way. I'll let you win, bro. I agree.
Put it this way. Most of the people that are not natty, that are bodybuilders, let's switch roles. I do steroids and they're natty. They probably would still look better than me.
Oh.
RJP, to the homie that we went to school with. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Okay, we went to school with this homie. He was natty in high school, obviously. But he was still big. He was cut. No matter if he was natty his whole life, he would still look better than me just because he had the genetics for it.
Word.
Then he, you know, he was on the roids and then he got super. He got super huge. That doesn't mean it was easy for him. He still had to work hard for it.
Damn, girl, you huge. Sorry.
You stupid.
Damn.
So you think he was.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't natty, bro. Like, you could tell.
Fucker, hell no.
He had back knee, bro.
Wait, what?
What the fuck is back knee?
Acne on your back. That's like one of the side effects.
Okay, I guarantee you made that up.
No,
I
swear.
Back knee,
yeah. But I mean, it's probably not.
Is that a real word?
I don't know. It's probably not a proper. It's probably not a proper term, but it's a real, like, if it's slang, it's real. People say it, like, you know, he has back knee. You could tell.
If it's slang, it's real.
No, I'm not saying it's real.
I bet it's real.
But I'm just saying it's like, you know, like saying cap. Cat.
It's
not gonna be in the dictionary as that's a lie.
But it's real though.
But you recognize it.
But it's real.
Yeah.
So no kizzy is real then.
No kizzy is real.
Shut up, my nigga Eric.
It's one of those things where it's like, if you know, you know.
Hard.
If you know, you know. No kizzy. Shout out, Eric. I think we all coined some pretty fire terms.
Oh shit. Damn.
Being natty.
It's not all about. The steroids don't do all the work, bro. They just help you recover faster.
Damn. The roids. Oh.
Shout out Joey Swole.
Shout out Joey Swole. You used to be cool.
He's still cool.
Obviously not cool enough with Alf.
Okay, hold on. I have a question for you, bro.
What's up?
There's been a lot of speculations as to whether LeBron is natty or not. People are saying that he's on steroids. Would that make you think he's not great?
No.
Why? It's a performance enhancer. Wouldn't that be cheating? Michael Phelps?
Look, I don't think. No, because at the end of the day, I think ball takes skill. I think, don't get me wrong, let's say if he was in, you know, if he was on roids, which, to be fair, I don't think he's on roids. Because he doesn't look. No, Diddy. He doesn't look huge.
Steroids aren't just to make you bigger, it's just. That's what people think because most people...
Why?
Because
he's super athletic for his age?
Yeah, steroids help with recovery. Meaning that he's 40, he should be slowing down by now. If he's on steroids, it's probably going to...
Is that why they think he's on steroids?
No, they think he's on steroids because this guy did an interview and he's like, yeah, I know LeBron's plug.
Plug for what?
Steroids.
Oh, so he does?
I don't, well, no, because they didn't fact check it. Like, people are like, oh my God, this guy said that LeBron's on steroids. He knows the guy that
gives him steroids. Bro, if anything, I think LeBron would be on weed.
No, because that shit stays in your system. No, actually,
no. Yet. Dude, fucking no, hella right. NBA yeah. players smoke.
Yeah. Kevin Durant's a pothead.
Kevin Durant hella smokes.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. If anything, yeah, he probably has a plug for a tree.
Well, I guarantee you he gets fried, but that has nothing to do with...
That's why, but TBA, I don't think he's on roids. I'd be surprised.
I mean, you never know.
I guess that would explain why he's, you know, moving for his age, but I mean,
it's like, what's his name? Baseball player. Barry Bonds. That one was proven. He was on steroids.
Jose Canseco.
Was he on steroids?
He was on roids.
Now, does that make you not like him anymore? No. Is Barry Bonds, like, you know, disqualified now?
Nah, low-key.
He had a legendary run.
No, because for sports, bro, at the end of the day, it's going to fucking help him. But I think sports really takes some major skill and talent. And yeah, obviously that'll help him. But I don't know. And don't get me wrong. I know fucking bodybuilding and all that other shit takes skill and talent too. But I... Don't come after me, bodybuilders.
Let's hear what you want gotta say.
But I think playing sports, you know, takes a little more talent.
I'm not gonna say it doesn't take more talent, but bodybuilding is also kind of like you gotta be born with luck and good genetics.
And I feel that, but it's just put. I think. You know, an average Joe could come and not be a chingon bodybuilder. No, nigga. But, you know, could get into it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you
can way say that fucking about- easier than. No, I don't think homies can go in and fucking ball like that.
You could say that about anything, though. Like, yeah, you could have a homie that, you know, is not going to be pro at bodybuilding. Could do some local shows. It's just like saying, okay. You know, homie over here, he can ball LA Fitness or whatever, high school team. Doesn't mean he's going to make the NBA.
He can be in the Harlem Globetrotters.
There's levels, bro. To everything.
Nah, I feel it. No, it's just, personally, I think sports takes a little more. Takes talent.
No, it does.
Takes stupid talent. That's why I don't think LeBron's on roids. If he does, then you know that's probably why he fucking moves the way he moves.
Shout out Bron, bro.
But he's so inspirational. I think Bron is just like that because
he's like that.
Nigga hella fucking conditions himself. He's the GOAT. Takes care of himself. Huh?
Because he's that nigga.
I mean, dude, he's been doing it for
years,
naked, a decade. Huh? How long is it? How long is a decade?
10 years.
Ten.
Two decades.
How long has he been
and counting? Like 23 years.
Yeah. See, two decades.
Two decades.
He's been doing it for 2 decades, so that's why I'm pretty sure.
Do you know how long a century 22 is? 22 years.
Sorry.
No.
Really?
A what?
A century.
You don't know what a century is, bro.
No.
100 years.
Oh yeah, 100 years.
Okay. Sorry. Sorry, I haven't lived 100 years.
Stupid.
Perdón, sorry. But yeah, no, I don't think Brown's on roids. If he was, that'd be kind of crazy. That would explain why he moves the way he does, though.
Yeah.
Because my nigga moves better than motherfucking 21-year-olds, bro.
Then Brownie's
crazy.
21-year-olds fresh out of like their prime season in college, bro. And he be moving better than them.
Facts.
You can literally see the grays in Bron's fucking beard. Hardcore.
Oh god. Hey, all the people that do natty or nots, do a natty or not on LeBron. I really want to know.
Natty on LeBron. I don't know. I would think he's natty.
We have a friend that thinks otherwise.
That LeBron isn't?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. No, we'll have to ask him. We might see him tomorrow.
For real?
Yeah. He thinks LeBron's on the juice.
No. See, but the thing is, if it were to come out that he was, it explains it.
Yeah.
But
still the GOAT.
Yeah, he's still a good-ass player.
What do you mean? He's still the GOAT.
I never said LeBron's the GOAT.
Tripping.
But where is LeBron, you know, top five?
Top, yes. Relax, bro.
Okay, look.
You give me top three, I respect it.
Look, I'll make you feel better. Top three.
Okay, there's not three better players better than LeBron. But
look, to be fair, I'd probably put Braun on three.
Okay, who do you got one at two?
Kobe and Jordan.
Respect.
Kobe at one.
That's what I was about to ask you.
It's low-key a crazy take.
But
not an unpopular take, low-key. Okay.
Who knows? Maybe when you see Bron, you should ask him.
Bron, you natty?
Like, Bron, real talk, bro. You natty or
oh,
what?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm ever going to see LeBron.
What you mean, bro? Never said never.
True. Shout out Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith?
Oh, my bad. Justin Bieber. It's because that song was on Karate Kid with Jaden Smith. You guys ever seen that?
The
modernized Karate Kid.
Unpopular opinion, that one was better than the original one.
Nah, you're fucking tripping. That one was low key kind of ass.
I didn't fuck with the original one.
Nah, Jaden Smith. Nah,
Jaden Smith, that or not?
Nah.
I don't know, bro. His physique looked pretty good. Why lie?
Is Jaden Smith on that movie?
No. Like after, for like grown Jaden Smith.
Is he built?
He's pretty built.
For real?
Let me see.
Jaden Smith wasn't natty for Karate Kid. Hey, my nigga had like a little pack going, so shit. That homie Jackie Chan worked him out real good. I will teach you real kung fu.
Okay, Wiz Khalifa, is he natty or no? Because have you seen him how he is now?
He's pretty built.
Oh, shit.
But he still could be natty, you know?
Low-key, he don't look like he on roids. Wiz Khalifa? I think Wiz Khalifa's natty.
Yeah?
Yeah, because...
This dude?
Yeah, because I don't think Wiz Khalifa is... like stupid huge, and doesn't he like kickbox and shit?
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, I think he's done that for a fat number of years now. So, and I mean, to be real, bro, the only reason he was fucking skinny as fuck is because nigga, it was the weed. Let's be fucking real here.
Let's read. I'm gonna read a thread real quick. You guys keep talking.
What's up? You still fuck with Wiz?
Wiz? Not really. Even though he's dropping fucking isn't he dropping I think he's dropping Kush and Orange Juice Part 2.
I was gonna say, dog, don't ask me. The last album I remember by him was Black Hollywood.
God damn, yeah. He released like five other albums after that.
Nah, bro. After Black Hollywood, stop fucking with
that. Dude. I like some Wiz Khalifa songs. There was one song that I used to really fuck with, but this nigga fucked it up. And so I can't even listen to it now.
Is it the Paper Bombs one?
Yeah. Yo. I used to fuck with that song so hard, bro. I always thought that was such a hard song. But then ever since he did that shit, bro, I can't even listen to
I'm
it
so
with,
sorry,
without
bro.
Fucking laughing, bro. Like, I can't even take this song serious no more, bro.
Look at that, bro. Wiz Khalifa's transformation is a result of anabolic steroids.
Damn.
Oh, so the homie is
I'm just playing, bro. Nah.
I was about to say, damn.
It says he's probably natty.
Nah, I really don't think he doing... God damn.
God damn.
That nigga got nine.
Nine?
You count? Low-key? Yeah. God damn. Rip.
Can we hit double digits, Sonny?
Yeah, definitely. By the time this pod is over, definitely. Shout out, Joey. Shout out all my not natty kings and my natty kings.
My not natty kings. Shout out Wiz Khalifa. He was a stick ass nigga. Then he became a fighter stick nigga.
Muay Thai.
That still wakes and bakes. You think he'll ever get tired of that? No?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
That thing just stays with you for the rest of your life?
Like, where the smoking or the...
Yeah, like cheaping and shit.
That fool is not going to stop. Hell yeah, you really don't think this fool is going to stop?
Look,
you see smoke at his grown age, Snoop, at his grown age smoking.
I know, huh? That just stays with you, bro.
Did you guys see the fucking video of Snoop rolling that blunt on Kaisenat's stream?
Snoop's a sellout.
Damn, why did you see that?
I don't know, just because he was so anti-Trump, and then he was opening for Trump. It's like, you just a sheep, huh? You just let other people make opinions for you, but that's none of my business.
Wasn't Trump at the Super Bowl, though?
What's that got to do with it?
Wasn't Kendrick anti-Trump?
That doesn't mean Kendrick invited Trump to the Super Bowl.
Kendrick performed for Trump, basically.
No, he didn't.
Shit.
That's the stupidest logic I ever
heard. I just wanted to say that to get you out. He got booed.
Who?
Trump.
For real, he got booed?
Yeah.
Bam. I'm surprised, actually, he got booed. That was probably like 80% of his supporters right there.
Facts.
Man. So you think Snoop's a sellout?
Yup. Yup. And I'll say it again.
Damn.
Would you say that to his face?
I wouldn't even approach him, bro.
Oh my God, Snoop, I'm such a big fan. You wouldn't approach him?
Nah.
I'm such a big fan of gangster rap. Oh my God, Snoop.
No, and that, and
I really like Doggy Style.
That,
okay. Hey, yo!
Maybe if he was like, if he was, in my opinion, an all-time great, maybe I could, look past it. He's kind of mid, bro.
You don't think he's one of the greats?
No, not even close. People overrate him.
I think Snoop's one of the greats, bro.
Low key,
Snoop is fire. Don't get me wrong, bro. Don't get me wrong. A lot of his newer shit, it's kind of ass. Yeah,
I ain't gonna hold you. I have a question.
What?
Does being a pioneer make you great automatically or no?
I would say no, but I think yes.
Why?
If you stay in the game, yes.
But why though? Like, I get it. You gotta respect the people that paved the path. But at the same time, you're not.
Exactly.
I get it.
Snoop paved the path. Isn't that technically what a pioneer does?
Yes.
Yeah, so.
I'm not arguing against. No. Yeah, obviously.
He's saying if the pioneers are the greats.
Does that make them great?
That's why I would say. I would maybe say no, but I would say hell yeah at the same time.
It's kind of like, can I say it in basketball terms? Kind of like Jerry West, right? The NBA logo. He's one of the pioneers. Does that make him one of the best?
Yeah.
Does it though?
Low key, yeah.
Yeah, because if you're the logo for a sport that big, hell yeah.
It's like, yeah, because you're like the founding father.
They give you that much respect to change the logo to that. I don't know what the logo is.
Yeah, I guess you could respect them, but I think you could respect them, but also acknowledge that there's way better people now. Way better.
They just changed it to Brown.
There is, but I think he will always be considered a great, though.
Okay.
That's the thing. That's why I'm going to tell you, is Snoop Dogg my favorite fucking rapper? No. God damn.
10. We made it to double digits, boys.
But what I always consider Snoop like one of the greats, the dog father, the godfather,
the dog father,
the grandfather of, you know, gangster Bars. Rap in the West. Fuck yeah. You know, I like Snoop. Snoop is fire. Don't get me wrong. All this, like my brother was saying, all this other shit Snoop is doing nowadays, though, is kind of ruining his gangster image. But I get it. I get it. He wants money. I get it. You know, chase the bag.
His gangster image, huh?
Hey, well, he has no business being in the stream with Kaisa Nat. But he's there. I get why he's there.
Ain't not the homie rolled that blunt quick.
Do you guys watch those streams?
No.
Nah.
I just watch clips.
My question is, how did my nigga even get... Like how that fool get so popular?
Kaisenet?
Yeah.
Twitch, bro.
So he plays video games?
No.
You don't have to play video games.
Yeah, you can stream. Yeah, stream whatever.
On Twitch, for real?
Yeah. On Twitch, yeah. That's why, like...
We could Twitch if we wanted to.
Low-key, honestly, we really should, too.
I thought it had to be about video games, though.
No, you can Twitch. You can stream about anything and everything.
There's people that Twitch about music,
when the basketball. Fuck did that change?
It's always been like that.
No. When Twitch first came out, it was meant for video games.
Well, then I don't know, but yeah, as far as I know, shit.
The game has changed, bro.
Yeah.
So he just streamed and he got popular?
He got, yeah, like a lot of people fucking just fucking watch him, and like they have like little things saying, oh, you know, like fucking donate kind of thing, fucking send me a couple bucks, and then that's how you get paid, dog. And I don't know how else you get paid, but yeah. I think after a certain amount of like viewers, you start getting paid.
No, it's just like what? My question is, what was his breakout shit?
Fuck if I know. I don't watch him.
Cause I feel, you know, I feel like this fool just appeared out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, huh?
And yeah. Then just all of a sudden, he has, you know, he has all these random fucking, you know, like celebrities and.
Industry public, plant.
Public figures and shit.
Industry plant.
Industry plant?
I really don't know. I don't keep up with him, so I don't really know what he's talking
about. See, and you know, the crazy thing is, I didn't even know about that fool, but I know, I knew that group. The group that he's part of it. Because I used to follow fucking Duke Dennis.
Fucking Fugazi Future?
Yeah, I used to follow that dude. I don't really follow him too much no more, but I used to follow Duke Dennis.
And see, I think he's one of the YouTubers that switched to streaming.
See, I didn't even know that. Like, I remember when they used to...
What is that, 11?
God damn. Yo.
Nah, like, I remember when they used to make fucking, like, you know, like, skits and videos and shit. Like, they fucking did an AMP Fear Factor. That shit was funny.
Hey, no, those videos are hard.
No, yeah, but it's just like this one fucking nigga now, like, bro, every time I see this dude has a random person. This dude has a hard-on for Ice Spice.
Who?
Fucking Kaisa Nat.
Weird.
I don't know, because I've never heard of the whole group. What is it? Fucking, so Kaisa Nat... Fugazi Future, Phantom.
The only other dude I know is the fucking the dude with like the curls. The what's his name? Agent.
Oh, Agent.
Like Agent Zero.
Agent soft.
Yeah, like I knew Agent and I knew Duke Dennis, but I never knew any of those other fools.
No, I never knew any.
I don't know any of these guys still.
No.
I'm so lost. Right now.
Fugazi Future, he cool. I fuck with him.
They used to do skits on YouTube, though.
Never seen them.
Hood skits, too. They're funny. But, I don't know. But, yeah, I did see that Snoop rolled that blunt like hella fucking fast. But, I mean, do you expect anything less?
No. No.
Like, how many blunts do you think this dude has rolled in his life?
too many.
Ooh, fucking man. But like if I was to say how many blunts he smokes in a day, or how much he smokes a day in general.
You think he's toned it down? Or he's...
God dang it. 12? God damn, dog.
Calvado, wey.
My bad, guys.
Like maybe just like a smudge. Probably like when it comes to like important shit. Maybe. No, fuck that. I know that motherfucker still gets high.
That's why. Do you think this dude smokes as much as he smoked in 2000?
Probably.
Yeah.
Or he goes even more, or he goes less.
Nah, I'd say right around the same.
The same?
Maybe a tad bit less.
I say more.
You say more?
If anything, yeah. I would think he smokes more.
He looks more fried nowadays.
He does. He does.
And it makes me laugh, though. Shout out my boy Snoop. But my inspiration is fucking my boy Future, bro. I hope I can meet that nigga one day in life, bro.
Future.
Bro, you know what fucking song I've been playing and just ironically it just comes on a lot more?
No.
It's fucking Love Bad Bitches.
Bro, bro, heck.
I like it.
Bro, tell me why, bro. Quick side story, bro. So I bring that big ass speaker at work to my area and I bumped the shit out of it, bro. I bumped the shit out of it to the point where the homies next door, they're like, God damn, I know Alfred's working today. Right? Bro, I be leaving my shit on shuffle, bro. And I remember the nigga that was working with me, he was all like, Alfred, what the fuck is this song? And all I heard was, I love bad bitches. I love bad bitches. And he's all like, what the fuck is this name of this song? I'm like, Love Bad Bitches, dog? He's all like, I'm getting this shit ASAP. Oh, fuck.
You be putting people on, huh?
Bruh. Shout out my nigga Eric, too. I'm just saying. My boy be putting me onto some songs, and I put other niggas onto some songs, bro.
What's the one that, what's the recent one?
It was fucking OG Bobby Johnson, bro.
Yeah. Have you ever heard that song?
Uh-huh. I don't really like it.
I just barely introduced him to him.
He's You've never heard though. OG Bobby
Johnson? I've never heard that song.
That's crazy,
never,
bro.
Never.
Yeah, I told him it came out like fucking 2016, 2015.
Yeah, no, he told me about it and then he played it. I'm like, oh shit.
It was cool. I just feel like it didn't age well for me.
No, bro. It didn't.
Like, it was cool for like the first like year or two, and then I was like, yeah, this kind of song's kind of mid now.
Yeah, that's why I brought it back, because I haven't listened to it
in a makes fat sense. Minute.
But now it's this boy starting to start cranking that shit up.
Tripping, that shit bummed at work, bro. OG Bobby Johnson. Word of the tree. I'm a suspect.
So you have the remix?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hard.
I should.
Who sings that?
OG Bobby Johnson.
I look at it. It is
OG Bobby Johnson. OG Bobby Johnson. What do you mean?
Oh, no. Oh, whoops. Q.
Who?
Q.
Q? Oh,
sorry. Okay. Yeah.
Huh?
Q.
Wait, that's what it starts with? That's his name?
Q-U-E.
Q-U-E.
Gay.
Oh.
Gay.
Yeah. That's his name?
Yeah.
Gay.
Is he a one-hit wonder?
Well, I think it's Q, because I think in the song he said Q-O-G Bobby Johnson. Yeah. I think
he was. Wait, is his name Bobby Johnson?
No.
He rapping about himself?
No. No, his name is Q.
If he was, that would have been hard.
Who is OG Bobby Johnson, bro? Now I want to know.
Who the fuck is Bobby Johnson?
He used to be a fucking AMT at Autoleaf.
Bobby Johnson.
That was literally his name, too. I'm like, yo, Bobby. I'm like, you heard Bobby Johnson, OG Bobby Johnson? He goes, yeah, I used to hella book that shit back then. I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh, it's from a movie. It's from a movie called South Central.
Oh, shit.
So is he from South Central?
South Central LA.
I'm assuming. Anyways.
Word on the street, he's a suspect.
Word on the street, he's a suspect.
I know.
All right, I got one more topic for y'all before we wrap it up.
I run it.
So, I don't know if you guys have been up to date with all the scientific breakouts, but did you guys see they, like, de-extinct the wolf?
For real?
Supposedly.
Like the ones that my boy Tommy used to have?
What?
Yeah, Tom, do you remember Tama?
Tama?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he had I didn't know he had a wolf.
He had two wolves.
Oh, like actually?
Yeah, like actual
wolves. Wolves as pets?
Yeah.
You could domesticate a wolf?
Apparently. That's but yeah, crazy. I remember this one we used to have two of them, but he had to like let them go because I guess they were like getting too old and they started like going after him type
shit. So he didn't domesticate him.
Like, so he didn't have wolves?
No, he had wolves. Like he really
did. He knew the Kung Fu killer wolf bitch?
Bro, what?
Alright, go on with the domesticating wolves.
No, but yeah, but the homie had two of them. Yeah, domesticating. Yeah, I don't know about that.
They ran away.
Apparently not. But
no, anyways, continue.
But yeah, I guess they de-extinct the. I think it's called dire wolf. It's like a white wolf. Wait,
they de-extinct
it? De-extinct. Like it went extinct like 12,000 years ago, and then they got like they did like some genetic coding. And I don't know how they did it, but they de-extinct an animal, like Jurassic Park type beat.
Hard.
Now, do you guys think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, low-key, bro. Is it a good thing? Fuck no. Is it a bad thing? Fuck yeah.
Why?
Is it a fresh-ass thing? Fuck yeah.
Why, and why?
Because these niggas could be... You don't just genetically make an animal.
And not just genetically make, genetically bring back.
Exactly. You don't just bring back an animal.
Yeah, bro. How the fuck do you do that?
Well, I don't know. I think how they did it is they had like genetic coding and then they like...
Ones and zeros?
Yeah, ones and zeros. And I think they used like another wolf. Like one that we have as like, what do you call it when it's like a surrogate kind of?
Yeah. Like my boy Milo, like how he does with all the fucking puppies.
I don't know. I don't know what he does with his puppies. You know what? Now that I think about it, I don't know how they did it. The point is they de-extinct a wolf.
I don't know.
Now, what do you think, Eric? Do you think that's a cool thing or a bad thing or a good thing, fresh thing?
Look. If you could domesticate that fucker to be like a regular ass kind of like house dog, that shit's fresh. I like wolves. I'm not going to lie to you. So, yeah, I think that shit hard.
Yeah, I guess. Do you guys watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Alfred?
I've watched like the first 3 seasons.
I have never seen it. But apparently they're in that show. They're the wolves in that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This is what they look like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because they're supposed to see. Oh, yeah.
No, I'm showing Alfred. Shut up. Hey, listeners, yo, go look it up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Eric, look at this, and then if you listen and look up the dire wolf.
He ain't fucking with the idea. That's a dire wolf, Eric.
Hard. But why's it gotta be white? Why can't it be black?
I don't know. But apparently that same company...
I don't know.
That same company is also trying to de-extinct the woolly mammoth.
Oh, shit.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't think so.
Are those motherfuckers killers?
I think so, bro.
I don't know. My boy Manny seemed pretty nice.
Dude, Manny had the most fakest fucking gang, bro.
Low-key, weak.
Bro, low key, bro. What's his name? Fucking Diego? That motherfucker would have killed my boy Berkeley, bro. On sight. That shit would have been on sight, bro.
Wait, was okay? Was Sid was Sid a giant sloth?
I think so. You know what?
A giant sloth?
Yeah,
I think he was just a regular sloth, my boy.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know if he was a giant sloth. You know?
I don't think he was. Damn, you're huge.
Well, it's because it was it's a prehistoric one. So.
Oh, so he can't be a regular sloth.
No, he can be a regular sloth. I'm just asking, fool. I don't know.
Ground sloth and what the fuck, Deratorid? I don't even know how the fuck to say that in the Ice Age franchise.
Huh?
Yeah, my boy. There's this I think he was a regular sloth, my boy.
There's this fat ass word, bro.
What'd you look up?
What was Sid the sloth?
What sloth is my boy Sid?
Look, he's a ground sloth. I can tell you that right now.
You know what, Alfred? Suck a dick. Suck a whole fat penis right now. Because I just looked it up. Sid from Ice Age movies is a fictional character based on a giant ground sloth.
I just got ground sloth. And that's all I got. Okay, what was the other, what's that word?
Who's capping?
Well, I don't know. I looked it up. I said, what kind of sloth is Sid? I got the AI answer.
Nah, see, I got the overview.
Ooh!
What does it say? AI overview?
Nah. Look, my boy, I'll show you right now. See if we can say this word.
Let me see.
Second line, that D word, no ditty.
I don't know. I would say it's deuteragonist. I think.
Deuteragonist?
Deuteragonist?
A person that, an individual that specializes in durags?
Hard.
My boy Sid would wear a durag.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways. What if they bring back, like, dinosaurs?
Okay, if they brought back dinosaurs and then they made the whole ass, you know, like, Jurassic Park type beak amusement park, would you guys go?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't know, man.
What if they fucking tell you, yeah, you need to sign this fucking waiver and you, let's say they throw you, they throw you 80-20%.
What do you mean 80-20?
You have 20% of maybe getting fucking eaten, and 80%, nah.
Hell yeah.
Nah. You gonna risk your life to see a dinosaur?
Hell yeah.
That's low crazy. Key, bro. That's I'm not even gonna lie to you, bro. Fresh. That might be the greatest phenomenon that you might ever witness in your life.
And look, look.
I'll watch it on TV, bro. I'm good,
and look, bro. And look. Let's say you survive that shit. Imagine the story you have.
Imagine the clout. And this world runs on clout.
It does. That's
the highest currency in the world.
Yeah, it's you cut it. You kind of right, bro.
Not for that, not me.
That was hard as fuck.
That's a bar.
It's currency.
I'm gonna put that on your tombstone,
oh,
bro.
Oh, shit.
Hard.
Damn. You wanna go to Jurassic Park?
Nah.
For real?
Well, not if that's the odds. 80-20? I'm good, bro.
Okay, what about 90-10?
99-1.
99-1?
You really wanna go for 90-10?
Maybe. 10% chances? That's a lot still, bro. 1 in 10.
All right. What about 10-90?
Nigga, I don't think anywhere can guarantee you 99% safety, though.
Yeah, a lot of places can guarantee you 99% safety.
Oh, shit.
¿Dónde?
Well, I want to say guarantee, but a lot of places are 99% safe.
Nah.
Yes. Yes, they are.
You, for real?
Yes. You go to the zoo, Let's say you go to the zoo. You don't think 99 out of 100 people are going to come out of that zoo alive?
Yes.
Exactly.
But I don't think they can guarantee 99%. I would say 95, to be honest. I ain't even going to hold you.
Maybe 90. Maybe I can
live it to 95. If it's 99, that's... Damn.
My bad.
Damn.
Nah, 90-10 is still... That's crazy, bro. Think about it. Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's say we have our old squad in here, right?
How many of us coming back to live to tell the tale?
9 of us are going to come back. That means we're losing a homie.
Shoot!
That pretty much almost guarantees that one of the homies that we're going with is not coming back with
Damn.
Us.
Damn.
You can't, telling me that's
are
a
you,
safe
are bet? You saying one of them is going to fall into the fucking gorilla
can't,
pit?
Can't do it, bro. In the words of my boy Junior, I don't want to lose another homie, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah, there's no way you're taking comedic.
I can't
oh
do
my
it.
God, bro.
I can't there's do no it. Way.
But you're telling me you would, bro? Like, for real?
I ain't even going to hold you, bro. I ain't going to hold you. Fuck, nigga, maybe.
Because, okay,
that shit low-key kind of sounds cool. Sorry.
It really does, bro.
But, okay, sorry, I'm not even going to lie to you, bro.
No, that's crazy, bro. That means if we go...
Don't be soft.
I am being soft. I am being soft. 90. Let's divide 90 by 3. That's 30, right?
Yeah.
That means there's a 30% chance of one of us dying.
Damn.
Does that still sound safe to you?
Damn, son. Damn, son. Where'd you cook those numbers up?
Look. 30%? It's kind of up there, but it's not up there.
That is up there, bro. What are you talking about?
No, because look. That means you have a 70% chance of surviving, right? Because look. Okay, so let's
just to go see a dinosaur park, bro. Are you serious?
No, that's better, insane, it's better bro. Than fucking seeing these fucking full gazy ass dinosaurs.
Oh, that means we gotta wrap it up. Hold on, my bad, guys. The music was cute.
Look. Okay, you're looking at it at this.
Hold on, I'm gonna pause real quick. All right, sorry, Eric, what were you saying, bro?
Okay. Look, you're looking at this all of you. You're looking at this all wrong. Okay. You're looking at it at the glass half empty when it's half full.
It's not half
Ooh!
Full.
Ooh! It's no, more than half full.
Look, you're right. It's more than halfway full because, look, it's 70% full. That 30%.
Oh, I mean, just say you don't value your life, bro.
It's okay, but look,
that's crazy.
Look, your percentile of surviving is greater than dying at this. Yes, see, you still have a slim chance
to go see a dinosaur. A okay. Slim chance? That's a big chunk, bro. A slim chance. 30.
Hey, my nigga.
10% is.
My nigga said 30% is up there, but it's not up there.
I mean, it'll be 30% of one of us dying.
So hard.
Either you lose your life or your homie loses your life.
Bro, my nigga Eric is. Like,
no, he's not.
Hardest nigga in Utah.
You can't even say this guy's spitting right now, bro. He's spitting oh, nonsense shit. Right now.
Look, to be fair, 30% is too high for me.
That is a lot, right?
Hey,
that's, hey. If we were all to go, 30% chance one of us is dying, bro.
Okay, 30% is a lot. But, I mean, low-key, bro, I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
That's higher than most players' three-point percentage, bro. That's crazy.
10%? I don't know, bro.
That's just a 10% of... For you. Like, for you. Jeez. I'm saying if we all go, there's a 10% chance you die, 10% chance I die, and a 10% chance Eric dies.
See? 10%? That's lower than the 30. So Eric, why not go?
Because,
why
bro,
not go?
Oh, my God. There's no way you're actually thinking this way.
No.
Hey, okay. Be real with me. Be real with me.
I'm gonna be real with you.
Be real
with
me.
You know what, Alfred? I'm gonna give you a perspective right now, bro. And I'm gonna see. I'm gonna see if you change your mind a little bit. You got you, right? Your mom, your dad. How many siblings you got? Three, right?
Yeah.
You got two brothers and a sister.
Yeah.
So let's see, how much is that total? Six?
Yeah.
Six. Right. Six people go that each have a 10% chance of dying. Are you going with your family?
I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you right now. Personally, I'd probably say no with my fam. But my dad and my other brother fuck with Jurassic Park. Heavy. Heavy. So I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. Them niggas might be down, bro.
Hell yeah.
And if they down, bro, I'ma be a pussy. I'm not gonna be a pussy and say nah.
I fuck with that.
That's a spirit. That's a spirit. No, that's crazy.
Okay, look, be real with me, you know?
I'm being real with you.
Okay, look. I know you've been to the zoo, right?
Right.
Been to the zoo.
Yeah.
And are you a fan of the zoo? You like the zoo?
Oh, okay. I have mixed emotions about it.
What
I like it. Like, I like seeing it.
Those animals should be out of the cages.
They should.
Okay. Take that emotion out.
Take the morality out of it. Yeah. The zoo's enjoyable.
You like seeing the animals?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Seeing them is cool. Like,
they impress you?
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, my nigga. You telling me deep down you ain't trying to see a fucking T-Rex, bro?
Yes, I would like to see a T-Rex, but not
Tyrannosaurus? Nigga, Power Ranger? Nigga, fucking... Nigga, you telling me you ain't trying to see a motherfuckers?
Nah, look, I'm not saying I wouldn't like to see them. I just seen the Jurassic Park movies, and I don't like the outcomes.
But look, you can be the outcomes of the good guys that come out alive. Facts. Shit.
What are the odds? 10%? I'm good, bro.
Hey, chilling. Bro, my nigga Allen went to the island with 10%. He Who? Came out alive.
Who?
My nigga Allen.
Oh yeah. I mean, she. I guess.
She.
I'm good though.
Damn.
Hey, but lucky though, if I did hear a fucking T-Rex, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna run. Don't be scared shitless.
10%, bro. That's crazy.
Okay. Now let's be realistic.
Okay.
Let's say you go to Wakanda.
To a condom?
To Wakanda.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Africa.
Yeah.
So you're going to Africa.
What part of Africa? Like safari or?
Yeah, safari. Okay. You know where you see fucking like lions and shit, elephants. Uh-huh. You know how they have like those fucking like the like little, I don't know how you can see it, like little adventure trips, whatever, where you can go in the safari where you can see lions.
Yeah.
Would you go to that?
I don't know. What's the? Give me a number. I don't know what it is.
I don't fucking know. Dogs, you know you're in a truck. That's all I know.
That doesn't make it any better. I'm gonna look it up. Matter of fact,
because I don't think nobody dies from that, my boy.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's probably not a 10% chance of you dying.
And there's probably not a 10% chance of not dying from dinosaurs.
But you just said there's a 10% chance.
Okay. You know what? Fuck it. Let's say 10% chance of dying on the safari ride.
Then I wouldn't go.
You still wouldn't go to that one either?
If it's not safe, no.
What about you, Alf?
To Wakanda?
Yeah.
What the fuck is all in Wakanda, bro?
Like to go on the trip for like to go see the like the elephants, the lions, the
nah, zebras. Nigga. Nah, nigga. I've already watched Tarzan, bro. Shit. And if fucking Batty Jane ain't waiting for me over there, nah, nigga. I'm cool.
Not Batty Jane. I hate this fucking dude, bro.
Nah, you gotta give. Nah, see, look, now the dinosaur thing, that sounds intriguing. I could get behind that.
What about the shark tanks? Where you go in?
No, fuck that. Fuck that.
Let me give you a perspective here, Eric, because I was cooking up some research right now. You talking about...
Let them cook.
You talking about animal safaris, right?
Yeah.
And you talking about a 1 in 10 chance of dying at a Jurassic Park. 1 in... That means 1 in 10. A 10% chance, right? African safari, bro. Fewer than 2 tourist deaths occur annually from wild animal interactions, despite millions of travelers, making your chances of death 1 in 80,000, bro.
Ooh, it's a high number.
So I'll be 79,000.
One in, huh?
So I'll be the 79,000. Okay. To survive.
1 in 80,000 is a lot safer than 1 in 10, fool.
Yeah.
Let me.
But
what?
But
1 in 80,000.
African safaris aren't as cool as dinosaurs.
Hey, he does have a point. Didn't you grow up playing with dinosaurs?
Okay, yeah.
Playing with lions.
Okay, yeah, but look.
Shit.
But look. Here's how the math plays out. 10% compared to 0.001%, bro. 0.001. Not 1, not 0.1, not 0.01, 0.001.
But look, you're not going to fucking risk your life for something whack.
It's not whack.
You're going to risk your life for something fire.
Lions are cool, I think.
Yeah, but they are high, bro. You want to know why Barney was so fucking successful
and popular? Barney's a pussy, first of all.
Barney's a dinosaur, nigga. Shit.
You chose the weakest dinosaur of them all?
Hey, fuck you, bro.
I'm just saying, bro.
Barney hard. Barney knows what Cash Money Moves is.
Nah, Barney's a pussy. What's that other dinosaur show? Nah, them homies.
The Land Before Time?
Nah. Not The Land Before Time, bro. Them goofy, too. Nah, it was one other dinosaur show, but I can't remember the name of it. They were cool. I can't. Like, I don't know what they're called.
I don't know what other one you're talking about, so...
I'll find it and I'll let you know.
Invalid.
All right, bro. You know what? I'm gonna look it up now.
Sir, your answer is invalid.
Literally, dinosaurs is what it's called.
That's a movie, fool.
First of all, it's not a movie. It's a sitcom that had 4 seasons, fool.
What? Which one?
Not dinosaur, dinosaurs. I know dinosaur a movie. Dinosaurs.
Talking about this one?
Don't forget the X.
Yeah, that one.
What the fuck? You're that
fucking the old ass one?
Yeah.
The one where they all fucking die in the last episode?
Do they all die?
That is fucked up. Wait, they all die.
I never finished the show.
Yeah, in the last episode, the fucking meteors come.
That's crazy. In a kid show, it's crazy.
Yeah, they all fucking die. That's fucked. No. You like families dying, huh?
No, I guess so.
See, look. But I will tell you one thing. That ending would have not hit as hard if they were all lions. Shit.
Says who? You watched The Lion King, you didn't cry when Mufasa died?
Nah, tripping. Nigga.
Nah, tripping, bro.
Nah, nigga, because Simba did that shit on purpose, bro.
Simba did not do that on purpose.
He wanted the kingdom. Shit.
You telling me he low-key plotted his dad's death?
Hey, bro. You got to do what you got to do to get the king. Get the crown.
I can't believe you guys. So, extinction. I mean, de-extinction, bad idea. In conclusion.
Low-key. No, is it a bad idea? Fuck yeah. Fuck yes. Is it the most freshest fucking idea, though? Fuck yeah.
Yeah,
my boy just wants to see a fucking dinosaur.
Tell me that shit wouldn't be hard as fuck, though.
If they offered you Like, yeah, what's up? You want to get on the T-Rex? Are you going to?
No. You going to ride a T-Rex, okay, bro?
Nigga, y'all got a ladder for me to climb up or what?
Don't be a pussy. Climb on the tail.
Hell no.
No, hell no.
Okay.
Eat shit trying to do that, bro. I know my capabilities.
No, that's crazy.
I can't climb.
But look, I just know. I know I'm getting flung from that toe.
Yeah, bro. But if they said I get on top of that dinosaur, fuck yeah, bro. That shit would be hard.
I know you're lying right now.
They fucking put like a little dinosaur saddle like they put on horses, bro. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
I hate this dude.
That's the sound they make?
I don't fucking know.
Hard. That's hard.
All I'm saying, bro, is seeing a dinosaur would be hard as fuck. No. Gangster as fuck.
All right, let's say they're like, all right, we're going to actually try to bring back a dinosaur. Because this was 12,000 years. They're like, oh, we're going to try to de-extinct like millions of years back. What dinosaur would you guys like to see back?
Nigga, it has to be a fucking T-Rex.
A T-Rex?
Yeah.
Don't bring no gay-ass one like a fucking pterodactyl or...
Yeah, those ones are weak.
What is what are those called?
Long ones or which one? Triceratops?
No, the Land Before Time.
Yeah, the long ones, no Diddy.
No Diddy, what are the long ones called? I know they ain't called long ones.
Like a brachiosaur? I don't know.
Aren't they called long necks?
Daddy long neck?
Oh, wait. What is a bronchiosaurus?
I think that's what it is, bro.
Oh.
A what? A
Brachiosaurus?
Oh, it's a brachiosaurus. I don't know if I pronounced that right. What the heck? Brontosaurus. What is a brontosaurus?
I had no clue. I just know I heard it.
Yeah, brontosaurus is the Sinclair one.
That's why I like it. Shout out Sinclair. That's my gas station.
Well, brontosaurus is the Sinclair one, and then the brachiosaurus is that super long neck one.
Oh, they can bring back my boy Sinclair.
Sinclair?
Low-key?
The brontosaurus?
Low-key, that would be hard. I go dab that nigga.
What was the...
Not the a raptor?
Fuck no!
Why not?
See, look, the raptors? Nah. Them raptors, my nigga, they're gonna kill everyone, and then they're gonna come out loose.
Ah, yeah, he right. He right.
Like, just, I know you're about to say it's just a fucking mini version of a T-Rex, but my nigga, I think they can maintain a T-Rex.
They can't maintain a raptor?
Fuck no.
Are you sure about that, bro?
Dude, raptors, bro? Dude, a T-Rex is a big-ass motherfucker, bro. A raptor is small, agile, fucking...
That's like comparing a chihuahua to a pit bull. Like, yeah, chihuahuas are aggressive, but you're not going to be more scared of a chihuahua than a... I mean, a pit bull could be nice, but T-Rexes aren't nice. I'm just saying, if a pit bull was mean, you wouldn't be more scared of the chihuahua.
You're right. But you know, nah, dude. But if you're going to bring back that dinosaur, I bring back the king of the dinosaurs, bro. The king, bro. He's the king.
The T-Rex?
The T-Rex is the king.
Nah.
You got to bring back the T-Rex, the king of the dinosaur. Just like, you know.
You want to bring back no sea dinosaur?
Huh? Nah, bro. You need the king of the dinosaurs. Just like how they had the king of New York, nigga. You know who the king of New York is?
My boy Pop Smoke?
Nah, nigga. That's not the king of New York. You know who the king of New York is?
Tekashi 6ix9ine?
Nah, nigga. You know who the king of New York is? Alex the Lion, bro. Roar! That's the king of New York, nigga.
Alex the Lion. Hard.
What's up with Triceratops?
Nah, kind of.
Y'all wouldn't?
We already got rhinos. Over-glorified rhino. Stop playing.
Over-glorified rhino. Shout out, Echo.
Yeah, cool. Some shit back then.
Yeah. Bring back the dinosaurs.
Hell yeah, 2025.
God damn.
Hold on. Okay, last question before we did. For real. For real, last question this time. Let's say they brought back a dinosaur. What do you think would be a worst outcome if they did both? you think the dinosaurs would most likely end humanity, or do you think AI?
AI.
AI before the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, low-key.
Yeah?
Because I feel like realistically...
But what if the dinosaurs, like, legit, like...
No,
they,
look...
Let's say they were piping like jackrabbits, bro, and all of a sudden the world's full of dinosaurs.
Well, look, so that's what I was going to say, because realistically, I feel like once we realize that we're getting our asses handed by these fucking dinosaurs that we fucking created... Where is it gonna go fucking all out war with those motherfuckers saying, bring out your guns? Bah, 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 bah.
We're getting our asses handed. We get it piped by the dinosaur.
And look, I know one dinosaur gonna feed you and your family for like 2 years with all that meat. No homo.
Yeah, but it's gonna rot, bro.
Hey, bro.
Shit, put it in freezer. Shit.
Hey, bro. Dinosaur steak? Shit, bro.
Yeah, you're telling me you
wouldn't like a dinosaur steak? That's a lot of culinary experience right there.
It depends on the dinosaur.
Shit.
No, I guarantee you a T-Rex would be so nasty. They're so lean, bro.
Bro.
I mean, I don't know because they're not real. From the pictures?
Look, who knows,
Jurassic
bro.
Park?
Maybe a Triceratops, bro. It's probably fucking slaps, bro. Yeah. I guarantee you, they brought back Triceratops and they started eating them, bro. Fucking Triceratops is going to end up on Foodie Fam.
Triceratops waggle. Hey, Foodie Fam. You want to try some new exotic meat?
And then, look, bro. Just imagine, like, you know how people have, like, the heads of like a deer that they shot or something. Imagine
a dinosaur trophy, yo.
Hard as fuck,
or a stuffed fucking.
This is why humans can't have anything nice, bro.
Dog, just look, bro. Just imagine fucking having a stuffed ass dinosaur in the front lawn, front yard, right then and there. You think nobody's gonna fuck with you? Fuck no. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I guess.
That's it.
That's all I had. Yep. You guys got anything else?
Nah.
You going on an expedition with us?
I guess so. We'll see y'all next week if I don't die in Jurassic Park.
Peace.